The term boneyard may sound especially appropriate for Halloween, but really the old term has more to do with industry and where ships go to die. Brock Johnson heard about one of the region's last functioning marine salvage yards on the Staten Island coast off the Arthur Kill. He made a visit to the old Whitty Marine Equipment Company and spoke to some of the people who over the years have watched boats decay.
To catch a glimpse of Staten Island's most interesting graveyard, you have to go through another one, Rossville Cemetery. It sits on the wooded side of Arthur Kill Road on the southern tip of Staten Island. You could drive by the small patch of ground and miss the broken eroded gravestones dating from the 17th and 18th centuries. In the late 70s, artist Bill Murphy discovered a narrow footpath at the back of the cemetery that leads down the backside of a muddy hill.
So you'd park, you'd walk through the graveyard and find this path that somebody had made and kids had made and went through the reeds. And if you walked out far enough, you were at Whitty's yard. But it took a lot. You had to go at low tide and you had to go and know the way out there.
Whitty Marine Equipment Company is the last functioning marine salvage yard on the Arthur Kill Waterway. Giant ship skeletons, half buried in the mud, obscure the view across the water to New Jersey. With slumping smokestacks and jutting rib-like girders, these half-sunk metal hulks sit in their final resting place and wait to be stripped and salvaged, or in some cases, boarded by wayward explorers.
The very first time I ever went down there was really probably the scariest time I ever had. I actually got onto Whitty's property, and I was on an old coal barge. And my foot went right through about 12-inch wide plank. I looked down to the water. I mean, you can't imagine what's under a thing like that that's been out there for 70 or 80 years, you know?
You can still find Murphy trudging through the mud, looking to capture the island's forgotten places with charcoal and easel in hand. But he's not the only one drawn in by the decay. For decades, the curious have come looking for a glimpse of the boneyard. Some venturing in, despite the knowledge that previous owner Old Man Whitty was fierce about chasing off trespassers. Lithographer and painter John A. Noble, who died in 1983, made it his life's work to document ships decomposing in the water between Staten Island and New Jersey. The Noble Maritime Collection at Staten Island's Snug Harbor Cultural Center functions as a visual account of New York Harbor's maritime history. Aaron Urban, the executive director of the Noble Collection, says Whitty's has long been sought out by those looking for a muse or an artifact. She's been there a few times herself.
Well, I've stepped down into about a foot of mud, which was pretty uncomfortable, but I also found a very strange artifact there, which I would assume was made by a mariner. It was a piece of wood carved to look like a human foot, and at the point where the foot goes into the ankle was a little ashtray with a couple little grooves to put your cigarette on.
Most in search of a glimpse won't get a tour from Arnold Whitty. Arnold inherited the yard from his father, John Whitty, who bought the property on the Arthur Kill in the 1930s. Whitty says the Marine Salvage Yard, now 24 acres, is the last he knows of still operating in the city. He says it holds over 100 vessels, some more than a century old.
Many, if not all, of the vessels you commonly see transiting the waterways of New York and New Jersey come to final resting place there or have over the years.
But Whitty confirms that getting too close to the old tugboats, World War II ships, and rotting wooden ferries can be dangerous.
It is closed off, and it's closed off for public safety reasons. Some of the current wrecks are so deteriorated that it would be rather insensible to suggest that it could become a tourist attraction.
Arnold Whitty started his career in marine salvage and wreck removal at his father's yard in 1950 at age 12. Now, the property is part of a larger dredging and wreck retrieval company, Don John Marine, that works on projects both in New York Harbor and up and down the eastern seaboard. Whitty appreciates the history of the yard and has opened it to film crews and artists on a limited basis. He surely understands the sentiment of artists like Murphy, who see in the boneyard a reflection of humanity.
You know, I think that it's kind of an allegory, a metaphor, whichever it is, of our place as human beings where we're out there decomposing every day.
The boneyard's artifacts, tiny and gargantuan, are slowly disappearing. At one point, the salvage yard held several hundred vessels, but much of the steel populating that stretch of the Arthur Kill lives again, according to Whitty, who says it continues to be recycled, used in the manufacture of refrigerators and cars. Like the old Dixieland tune written in the 1930s, the bits and pieces of metal continue on into their next life, doing the Boneyard Shuffle. For WMYC, I'm Brock Johnson.